Welcome to the Docs Who Lift podcast, where we distill and simplify the complexities of a healthy lifestyle, exercise, medicine, and weight loss. We're excited to bring you a podcast that's a prescription for clinical practice, scientific recommendations, and just real life. This is the Docs Who Lift podcast.
Welcome back to the Docs Who Lift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Spencer Dulce. You got my co-host, Dr. Carl, there in his little square there. And with us today, we got the great PA, Joe Zucchi. He's here with us today. We've had a lot of conversations in the past. He's an amazing. You guys call yourselves physician assistants or associates now? I can't.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, we're officially physician associates as of like a week ago.
Really?
Yeah,
I must have missed that.
The first states, third state.
That's interesting.
Right. He's in the top 5% for obesity of physician associates in the nation. He's great. He's great.
Thank you. We're
in the obesity obesity medicine groups together, and we have a lot of fun. And in some of those, some of y'all don't want to be even seeing some of those conversations that go on in there. That's for another day. Today we're going to be talking about the whole CVS Caremark fiasco, where they made everybody switch from Zepbound for no reason to Wegovy. Well, not for no reason.
I suspect there's a reason.
There's a reason. I don't know. We're gonna let old Joe here explain what happened. Go ahead and explain.
Joe's been leading the charge on this.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an eventful year for sure. So. Certainly, obesity medication coverage over the past few years has been constantly changing, and there's been different instances that we'll talk about, but one of the biggest ones is what Caremark did. So you have the three big PBMs, CVS Caremark, OptumRx, and Express Scripts, and there's other PBMs out there, but these pharmacy benefit managers are kind of the middlemen between your insurance plan and your employer and dictating formularies and such. And Caremark decided that as of July 1st, they are going to drop Zepbound from their formulary and no longer cover it, and instead are just going to cover Wegovy, as well as some other things like Saxenda and Qsymia and so forth. Now, certainly every insurance can decide what they want to do, but we all know and often see patients that have had superior efficacy with Zepbound, and to pull away the rug from underneath these patients is just super frustrating. So I started a petition a few months ago, kind of just advocating for on behalf of providers and patients that this is, not the right course of action. And we have over 16,000 signatures at this time. So it's definitely raised a lot of attention. And hopefully we can continue to advocate for patients and reverse this trend of dropping coverage instead of adding coverage.
Yeah. Do you know any background of why? I mean, there has to be a financial reason.
Well, there had to be some sort of backdoor deal that was made. I mean, and maybe you can get into how, and presumably, I guess everyone has different opinions, but how PBMs are kind of part of screwing everyone anyway.
Yeah, how much do you know about PBMs?
I've learned a lot just kind of in the past few months researching this whole thing. I mean, from what I've heard is I've seen some statements from Caremark stating that they would save 10 to 15% by opting for Wegovy over Zepbound. Now, we know that the list price of Wegovy is actually higher than Zepbound. So clearly it's a rebate policy that they negotiate with Novo Nordisk to get a better price drop. And they're claiming that by saving 10%, gives them more money and perhaps they can pass along that rebate to the employers if they feel like it. So it's definitely, it's frustrating. These PBMs can dictate care and make, non-medical decision-making choices instead of letting the provider and the patient determine what's the best fit to go forward with.
What a scam. I think they're crazy.
Well, the whole thing that insurance and PBMs, this whole thing is just, it's like a racket and it's screwing everybody in our country. And it's certainly all part of why these medications are all more expensive here than other countries anyways.
Exactly. Right? A lot of the markup goes to them, and that's part of the whole issue. So there's just too many middlemen and too many hands in the pot, for sure.
I hate them. Okay, so tell us, I know what we're doing in our clinic. I can tell you exactly, but I kind of want to hear it from your angle of what's going on. You wrote a whole thing about it.
So basically, when I started the petition, my first kind of concept here was just explaining to people rationale as to why I don't think this is the right choice. Now, first, I think both Wegovy and Zepbound are great. At the end of the day, I want coverage for all medications to be available. So I'm not picking favorites and trying to go anti-Wegovy here. This is just saying we want access to the best options available. And we know from the SURMOUNT-5 data that Zepbound has been proven to be superior. It showed, 47% more weight loss on Zepbound versus Wegovy. And so we know that for a lot of patients, there's increased efficacy, there's increased tolerability. The GIP component seems to have an antiemetic effect where patients tend to tolerate it better. We also have different dose flexibility where Zepbound is approved at a wider variety of dosages. So you can use maintenance dosages more easily, whereas Wegovy, sometimes you're forced to be on the top two. Okay. And then comes, of course, the sleep apnea indication. So there's a variety of different reasons as to why, you know, dropping coverage is kind of is frustrating. And at the end of the day, the petition is a start. But now my latest kind of discussions have been directly with patients talking about now, what do we do if we have to make this transition? And so as you guys deal with the prior authorization process is no fun. And that's something that we have to do for all these medications. But basically, what we've seen is that patients who had coverage for Zepbound that fell off on July 1st, their prior auth automatically went over to Wegovy, mm-hmm. and that'll stay in effect until their whenever their original expiration date was. For those that were trying to create an exception or create a prior authorization to stay on Zepbound, very interesting. So Caremark, when you do the prior auth for Zepbound, it lets you choose, you know, what do you want? It says Zepbound, and then the next question basically is would you be willing to use Wegovy? If you say no to that, your only chance of getting an exception approved is if they have a documented intolerance or contraindication or a lack of efficacy from previously trying that medication. If you just say this person, I have some people down 200 pounds on Zepbound, that's not good enough for Caremark. You have to have rationale as to why we cannot use Wegovy. Now, if you do prove an intolerance and say, yeah, that person did try that, or if they don't, you can try Wegovy and see how things go. But if there is any documentation of an intolerance, now you have a case to make that you may be able to get an approval. But very interestingly, the approval is not for Zepbound. The approval is for Mounjaro. So now we're using off-label Mounjaro for the case of continuing therapy for these patients, which at the end of the day, I'm fine with because it's still the exact same medication, but it just shows more of the complexities that PBMs make in this whole situation.
Yeah. Shows how stupid it is.
Make it make sense.
Okay, so let me play a little devil's advocate to some degree. Now this gets... It's really not anybody's fault or anything other than goes back to the way insurances cover these and whatnot. So one of my issues with all of these, sort of blanket coverages or blanket non-coverages is that it's almost like all or nothing, right? So let's just say, you know, an insurance and their PBM, CVS, Caremark, how they're intertwined and on it in cahoots together blows my mind. But let's say they cover Zepbound. Let's say they cover both Wegovy and Zepbound, and a lot of them have over the years since these were approved. And Spencer and I have debated this a lot. So I would argue, and there may be a publication coming out sometime talking about this, that those with more severe clinical disease get the most benefit from these more expensive advanced medications, second generation medications, and really more urgently require, say, a 15% weight reduction to achieve meaningful clinical benefit, like type 2 diabetes remission, obstructive sleep apnea remission, fatty liver that's at high risk of fibrosis, whatever that may be, should be the ones that are preferentially covered for these. But what I saw happening, let's see what you guys say, is that, you know, let's say Blue Cross Blue Shield and CVS Caremark, they were going to cover Wegovy or Zepbound, whatever.
Sure.
And because they were covered, that's what everybody got, no matter who they were. The 44-year-old person with a BMI of 31, zero obesity-related complications, and minimal risk, and then they got it. My light just went out, sorry. But you know what I mean? And I feel like that caused... the insurances to then say, well, then we're just not going to cover it at all because everyone was getting it. And so that's something I saw happening. And I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on it. Spencer and I have debated this all the time because he's like, well, what are you going to tell patients? If it's covered, what are you going to tell them to take the medicine that's not quite as good? Well, we could do that for every single medicine. So should everybody get the shots for cardiovascular disease, even though they're more expensive?
Yeah,
no, that's not how it works. We give generic statins.
All right, listen. I was at the Novo, whatever it was. It was
getting paid
like a shill. I had a monocle on. I had a bag of money. And there was another endocrinologist I was about to physically fight. Not really.
But, oh God, do you know who it is? Or can you not tell me?
I can't remember his name, but he was like, we should be using more of Contrave and whatever. I was like, Contrave, are you serious? My patients, pretty much nobody responds to that. Rarely does anybody ever respond to Contrave.
Well, that's not true.
And they get side effects and it's terrible. So yeah, once in a while. But like, the thing is, if someone's coming in with a 32 BMI and they're like, can I have this? Can I try Zepbound or whatever? What am I going to tell them? I'm going to say no.
I trust me. I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying in the reality, people think we're gatekeepers, but to some degree, we have to be gatekeepers and good stewards of the money.
I think they need.
If they were dirt cheap, like almost everyone would get them for prevention.
Okay, sure. I think that Joe, this is what I would say. So here's what I'm going to do with my current employees at Vineyard, my clinic. We can't find an insurance that will cover these things. I will literally give them a stipend to buy Lilly, get Lilly direct. Sure. I think we need to make these drugs cheaper and then whatever. I don't really
And I think care. We're all on the same page on that. That's for sure. And what you're talking about is almost getting into like corporate capitation type stuff, almost like paying kind of direct care model type things because it's a better model.
PBMs come in and then it goes up to $1,200 list price instead of the net price. Screw it, get rid of them, make these drugs way cheaper, get insurance to be catastrophic, get actually good care and direct care, make these make them $100 a month like they are at other.
Yeah, that's exactly that. There's so many different options you could go. And I can see both points that we want to give the patients the best option, not just to help them lose weight in the moment, but also to help them to sustain progress long term.
As you said,
the cost right now is just not as sustainable. And if Medicare, if TROA were to get passed, these are great initiatives, but we know that the medication price has to come down to make it feasible.
Otherwise, we're going to go broke.
And I would hope that if costs come down, then insurances are more open to covering these medications. So it's definitely, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place because you have patients you know would benefit from it, but you know that the system can't support it. So hopefully costs come down. It will be very interesting over the coming years as we see Orforglipron come out. We have pills coming out. We see Retatrutide coming out. Will we be able to see, instead of just I cover it or I don't cover it, how about we look at it and say patients with a BMI that's this high can get coverage for the triple agonist. Patients that have a BMI that's this high can get coverage for the dual agonist. And for patients that need to lose a little bit less weight, maybe the single agonist is adequate. So it would be nice to see more tier therapy versus an all or nothing blanket statement where we just drop coverage.
Yeah, the problem is that's easier said than done because of the way the insurances run things. So they have to get in on the nuance. And I can tell you that guidelines and algorithms and all these things coming out are trying to encourage more nuanced clinical considerations for these. But
it reminds me of the meme of, was it Stephen Smith from ESPN? I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. We don't care.
The insurance's goal is to pay less on the reimbursements altogether, right?
So, and now they're just starting to cut coverage for all sorts of things.
Well, that's a good point. So that brings me to my next topic. So as much as this Caremark issue is painful, at least they're still covering some medication.
The problem
I'm seeing is we're now seeing this reverse trend happening across the nation. So Blue Cross Blue Shield Massachusetts, which is a large plan in our area, is dropping coverage for all anti-obesity medications starting in January.
That's a huge
population. You have, in my state of New Hampshire, just this past April, Health Trust, which was a very big benefit manager under Anthem for all the teachers in our state, dropped coverage for all anti-obesity medications. A lot of teachers had great benefits, but now they don't have coverage for that. And you're not only saying, well, grandfather and people who are doing well on it, you're just pulling the plug out. And we know the repercussions will lead to weight regain. And this has happened. Blue Cross Michigan dropped coverage, right? We're seeing this happening across more and more instances. So plans are going backwards instead of forwards. And we got to reverse this trend.
Your point about the grandfathering thing, I don't think we mentioned that before. I mean, you said in your first little intro that how they pulled the rug out from under the patients. Mm-hmm. Now that, I mean, come on. Like, you can't. Like, that's
they do it all.
I mean, if you want to say, oh no, we got a better deal with Wegovy for new starts or whatever, I get it. But like, there should have been some sort of grandfather clause or something. It's like, don't make us start changing things because, people might not tolerate. Now they got to go time without it, whatever it might be. And maybe people will be fine, but I had somebody today, literally probably one of my last patients just today, this morning, who, was in this situation. I don't have a ton of them, but this was exactly the patient. She did great on tirzepatide. She, you know, has a history of prediabetes. She's essentially put the whole thing into remission, and she got the letter, and they will cover Wegovy or Saxenda. And we talked about it, and because she was just nervous about making any changes, and I don't disagree, she decided she's going to pay out of pocket to Lilly direct. So now she's paying for it instead of getting coverage.
Here's what I convinced me. I go, look, because this is already happening. I'm sure Joe has seen this. I convince him to do Wegovy. I say, if you don't tolerate it, they will pay for Mounjaro, because I've had however many dozens of patients now.
I had a patient this morning. They did 2 weeks of Wegovy. They had nausea. We gave it a valiant try, and I submitted a prior authorization. I already got them approved for Mounjaro. So you don't have to, you know, go months here. If you can prove an intolerance, then you have an intolerance. So that's an option for sure.
Yeah, it's
they did great on Wegovy. Fantastic. I'm glad they're doing great. I want them to succeed on whatever medication. But certainly, if they had benefits on Mounjaro or Zepbound, then it would be unfair to not get back. I'm glad there's a pathway for them if we need to.
And there are some patients who had already been on Wegovy in the past and didn't do well, and they get Mounjaro right off the bat. So
there is an opportunity.
And I'm almost surprised they don't say, though, you got to try Saxenda or Simi or something.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Some people do better on Wegovy somehow.
Yeah, of course.
Simi's doing great. I'm happy. You know, there's definitely cardiovascular data. Now, certainly, we're seeing now Mounjaro just showed cardiovascular benefits, you know, non-inferior to Trulicity. So we're showing the benefits of these medications across multiple things, from sleep apnea to cardiovascular risk. And as much as these medications cost a lot, and I agree the cost must come down, we also need to factor in, although it costs a lot up front, these insurances hopefully will save money over the long run, because there's less heart disease, there's less knee replacements, there's less sleep apnea, there's less heart attacks and strokes. Yeah. And I hope that they look at the full picture, because there have been studies done by AON and such where they saw cost savings for patients' insurance plans because of the benefits of these medications. Yeah. So that's a long
time. Again, to play devil's advocate, though, I'll tell you that they've also done those studies and shown that really then everyone should be getting bariatric surgery for cost.
Oh, yeah, there is.
You know what I mean? And to your points, you know, remember those studies, and we actually did our hot take on the Surpass cardiovascular outcome trial. Those patients have very high cardiovascular risk. So they're not like the stage one, no obesity related.
Well, they have type 2 diabetes, mind you.
Right. Literally they have type 2 diabetes. Most of them had some sort of established cardiovascular disease. And if not, they had very high risk of cardiovascular disease. So again, the more severe the disease clinically, the more benefit they're going to get. And so we got to somehow get the insurance companies to have some nuance, or the insurance system needs to crash and burn. Start over.
All right, Joe, what else can people do? Should we have people sign your petition a little bit?
Yeah, certainly keep the petition going. You know, hopefully we can continue to just advocate and raise awareness. I'm sure Caremark is being inundated with appeals and prior auths, and hopefully they're rethinking everything as we speak. I hope, certainly my goal is just for access to these medications for patients across the board. That means hopefully better coverage, but better costs. And we can continue to help patients tolerate them well, succeed with their journey. And if the goal is not just to lose weight, but improve health, comorbidities, and improving blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, and we're all in it to do that. So we just want our patients to have access to tools that can truly help them if they need it.
And can anyone sign this petition?
Yep, it's open to the public. Anyone can sign it, providers and patients. So just
it's change.org, is that right?
Change.org, exactly. Yep.
Change.org. Go search Joe Zuki's big shilling for tirzepatide.
Just type in Zepbound or Caremark. I'm sure it'll pop up. But
all right, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yep. Just we'll continue to keep on top of things for sure.
Very good, Joe. Are you anywhere on social media that you want people to follow you, or you want to stay?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, Joe Zuki. I'm on Twitter or X, JPZ Fitness. And I also, we're all in the different OBC medicine groups and stuff where we talk on there too. So always happy to help.
And we know you lift. So you're a physician associate who lifts.
We didn't talk about fitness, but I have a background as a personal trainer. Fitness is my passion. So I love you guys and everything you do. We all have the same kind of mindset in terms of exercise, nutrition. Everything's awesome.
Perfect, man. Thanks for coming out and explaining all that. Appreciate it.
Yours are out.
Send this to somebody who's been affected by the CVS Caremark decision. And
hit the streets.
Go sign that petition. All right, here's our outro.
This podcast is for entertainment and education and information purposes only. Remember, the physicians on this podcast are not your physician. It should not be considered professional or personalized medical advice. It should not be used to replace speaking with your physician or medical professional to discuss your specific health concerns. The topics discussed should not be used solely to diagnose or treat any condition. As a result, we are not responsible for any unwanted medical outcomes. The views and opinions discussed are of those of the host only and do not represent those of any other entities. We'll be right back.